Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Tuesday edition of the Gospel Pulpit for this January the 6th. It's a great joy to be with you today and come back by way of radio on these great stations. And I enjoy each station that we're on. And I hope that you will let the station know that you appreciate them carrying our broadcast, and then let us know as well. I'll give you the mailing address in just a moment if you'd like to write us, if you feel led of the Lord to contribute to the broadcast to help us get the Word of God out. I'm not on the radio for your money. And I think if you've heard me any length of time at all, you know that. I'm on the radio to help people. And so we would like to expand and do some things in other places, not for our ego, but for the glory of God, to see the Word of God. Paul said that we're to pray that the Word of God have free course. Amen. And so that's what we want to see today. So let's do this. If you'd like to write me this week, if you're making a contribution or a check, it is tax deductible. We're a 501c3 ministry. Now, if you're making a check, make it to GBI, just three letters, GBI. Now, our mailing address is, and you can even use that, GBI. It's three letters, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Or Gospel Pulpit, whichever you prefer. It'll all come as long as you get that zip code on there. The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Now, if you want to phone our offices for any reason, 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. Our staff will help you. And if I need to take a call, if you'll leave your name and number, I will get back with you. All right. Now, also, you can give to our ministry online by going to gbiradio.org. That's gbiradio.org. You can also check our website out there. Got many things on that website. And go to that A Call for Revival page, and you can listen to our 5-minute a daily broadcast on A Call for Revival. Amen. Stirring people for revival in this country. All right. A lot of things going on. Remember also the GBI radio app is for download in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Father, will you take our message today and use it, Lord, for your glory and help it. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray this prayer. Thank you for letting me be on the radio. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going back to a message today on prayer. Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen. If you want to follow with me, I hope you'll do it. I hope at least you'll write this down and underline it and come back to this verse. But I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. And I look at verse number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. Now I want you to listen to this verse. The Bible says this, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now that leaves most of what we're doing in the church today out. You say, we got to do this to win the lost. And if we can do that, we can get them in. And we can reach them with this ministry and that ministry and this ministry and that ministry. For the weapons of our warfare, we're fighting a spiritual war, are not carnal. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that you can make a difference by your prayers? Let me say this, the smallest prayer sometimes can make a difference. I've seen my mama. There was years ago before I met Christy, there was a little girl that I liked. And every time I'd go to the phone to talk to that little girl, I'd get a busy signal. Some of you might remember that, the old busy signals. You don't get those anymore. Everybody's got call waiting now. But my mama would go in that bedroom and pray. And I caught her one day going down the hallway. And that time I was going to call that girl, and it dawned on me what she was doing. I said, Mama, are you? That's all I said. She said, I am, son. That girl ain't right for you. Now, my mama didn't fuss me out. My mama didn't rake me up, because you know what my mama did? She prayed about it. My mama went and talked to Jesus about it. Guess what? It didn't work out. Amen. And thank God it didn't. I've got the best wife in the world. No offense to the girl or anything, but I'm just saying Christy was the right wife for me. My mama prayed me out of that. My mama prayed for me one night. Me and my brother had gotten a terrible argument. And I was a preacher then. I was pastoring a church, and some things didn't go right. And my mama met me the next morning at the foot of the stairs in the big old house, and she said, "Son, I've been up all night talking to God about this thing." And I was sure she was going to tell me how right I was. And she said, "God said for me to tell you something." I said, "What is it, Mama?" She said, "God said to tell you, if you don't get this thing right, He's going to take His hand off your ministry." Oh, my friend, I'd rather, I tell you the truth, I want the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm nothing. I'm no kind of preacher. I've failed down through the years. I'm a bumbling excuse of a radio preacher. I listened to myself the other morning, and I told my wife, I said, "That is some bad preaching right there." And she agreed with me. She said, "Well, that ain't your best." And she told me the truth. And she wasn't being ugly about it. Me and her mother, I was just a bumbling around and stumbling around. And listen, friend, I'm not a good preacher. But the one thing I want God. The one thing I want, I desire the power from the world to come. Now, friend, you can go down to seminary in the Bible college and you can get dry and dead. And you can belittle the Holy Ghost of God, and you can call that something else, and you say, "Well, we're Baptists, we don't believe in that." Let me tell you something, I'm Baptist, and I believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost. And if that bothers you or scares you, it ain't my problem, amen. But I'll tell you, by the grace of God, when you stand to preach or when you sit behind the microphone to preach, you ought to want to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost of God and allow God to say, and we can pull down strongholds. There are many people have been praying for the government. And I will tell you, a few years ago, whether you believe it or not, we were heading for trouble. And there was a crowd that got in office, and buddy, they was going to change America. They was getting ready to change election law. They was getting ready to change the Supreme Court. They were going to fix it where you'd never vote again. They had it in their mind, that the statement out of their own mouth is, "We're going to change America." But you know, the ironic thing about that, there were two senators in the United States Senate. Now, these two senators were not conservative senators. These two senators were not people that were of fundamental values. But these two senators put a stop to it. I'm talking about on their own side. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think had a hand in that? I say God. I say enough people began to pray. I know I did some praying. And I say some other people began to pray. And God did a miracle right before our eyes. Think about the miracle that God did. God could have used conservative people, but He didn't. By the way, sometimes God will use the devil's crowd to get His work done. Did you know that? And I'm not saying these folk are the devil. I'm just saying sometimes God will use somebody that will come against the work or come against the ministry. And God will use them, and then He'll get glory out of it. Amen. Let me say to you, my friend, that prayer, we fight a spiritual warfare. We fight against the devil. We fight against the demons of hell. They bother me every day. Every morning when I get up, the devil has something to say to me. That's why morning prayer is very, very important. The devil has something to say to me every morning. And my friend, listen to me. I want to tell you this. The devil's an accuser of the brethren. But I tell you, through prayer, we can pull down strongholds. We can see revival again. We can see people saved. We can see our churches, people come into our churches. We can see our young people turn around for God. We can. And the deal is, we've got to pray. We've got to put forth the efforts to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer is the missing key. Prayer and fasting is the missing key. Prayer and fasting has been misinterpreted. Fasting is not doing without your ball game. Fasting is not doing without your TV for a week. That's not fasting. Somebody came up with that. They've cheapened fasting. Fasting is one thing and one thing only, according to the Bible. That's doing without food, my friend. There will be other things that will accompany that, but the main thing is food. Why? Because the dearest thing to a man's heart is what he eats. Amen. Now let me talk about prayer. Let me say this. Prayer will change this nation. Oh, that God would give us some Percy Rays again. Oh, Percy Ray down in Myrtle, Mississippi, Percy Ray prayed. They had pews setting out at the camp meeting. They're getting to put new pews in. And it come a Mississippi thunderstorm. You ever been to Mississippi? I have, buddy. It comes some thunderstorms down there in the summer and the winter. And I remember one Christmas, we had to go into two Christmases down there. We had to go in the tornado shelter. But anyhow, we're in there. But anyway, here's what I'm saying to you. Old Percy Ray began to pray. And he said, "Dear God, don't let it rain on these pews." And they said it rained everywhere, all around except where those pews were. Wait a minute. Did you know, how can mortal man have that kind of power with God? But he can. Percy Ray prayed one night, "Dear God, if you're up there, let these people see it." 40 men signed a piece of paper. My wife had the copies of the papers in her hands, historical papers. Amen. 40 men signed that. They saw a light in the sky so bright you could read your Bible. And you say, "Preacher, I don't believe that." Sir, that's why your well is empty today. That's why you're drier than last year's bird's nest. You don't believe anything. Listen, brother, I believe God, and I believe some of the miracles that the old men... By the way, the day of miracles not over. No. Now, the day of apostles is over. The day of signs is not now today. But I tell you, the day of miracles is still here. I had an infection in my body. I had a bottle of antibiotics, and you wouldn't believe the bottle of antibiotics I had. I was on my way to preach a meeting. A dear preacher was out of town. I was filling in for him on a Wednesday night way back in the mountains. And God told me, I went up through there, I got such a burden. And I said, "Lord, I can't preach like this." And I had that infection in my body. And the Lord said, "You text two men and have them pray for you." One of them was a preacher, one of them wasn't. I text two men and had them pray for me. It wasn't necessarily the men's prayer. But when I exercise the faith to text those two men, you don't have to believe what I'm going to tell you next. But instantly in that car that night, God healed me right there going to that meeting. That infection went away. I went back to the doctor. He said, "Don't you take him antibiotics." My friend, God healed me instantly. Now, I'm not saying God does that every time. But I'm saying, listen, if we'll walk with God, we can see some things done. It's been so long in our churches since we've walked with God. It's been so long in our churches since we've seen anything done. Oh, my friend, we want to blame it on the day. We want to blame it on the hour. We want to blame it on the young people. Blame it on the government. Blame it on somebody. How about blaming it on us? Amen. We ain't been in the pea patch and the cornfield. And we ain't cried out, "Where's the Lord God of Elijah?" We ain't stayed up all night. I've not. Have you? How many nights have you stayed up all night? I've not been doing it. Listen, I need to pray more. I'm trying to pray more than ever prayed in my life right now. Amen. Why? Because the days are drawing near. The Bible said, seeing the time. That is now high time, wake out of sleep. And the Bible said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Buy back the time. Your time is so, young man. You're in Bible college, you're 21 today. When you turn around two times and spit white, you'll be 51. And those years will roll by. And you'll begin to think, "What have I done for Christ?" I'm 59 years old. Now, this is my brother reminded me the other day, this is the last year of my 50s. Let me say to you that I have not done anything that I need to do for God. I have been a failure matter of fact, as of the day I'm recording this message, believe it or not, it is 41 years to the day that I preached my first sermon. And I've been a failure for 41 years. I've been a failure. I know I've been a failure. Many of those messages were just sermons. That's what they were. They wasn't messages. They were just sermons. Amen. Let me say this to you. They were without the power of the Holy Ghost of God. I don't want to preach like that. I want to help people. When I preach, I want God to go get in you and stir your heart. I want the Word of God to have free course. Amen. Power. Listen, let me read that again. 2 Corinthians 10:4. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now let me go on. Let me read another verse to you. Boy, this is one of my favorite verses right here. Ephesians 6:18. He's just given the armor of God. My friend, we fight the devil with prayer. Somebody said that the devil gets scared when the weakest saint gets on his knees. Well, I say this to you, friend, that prayers make a difference. And prayers bother the devil. Let me say this. If prayer wasn't bothering the devil, why did they make a ruling? I believe it was. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast today for this Tuesday, January the 6th. You've been listening to a message on prayer, R485-1, and this is prayer part one. I hope that this will be a real blessing. We'll send that to you on CD free of charge, or we'll email it to you if you want to email it. Email us at comments@gbiradio.org. That's comments@gbiradio.org, and we'll email that to message right back to you. All right. Hope you'll pray for us. Stay in that Bible this year and stay in prayer. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time.
He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine, to the hungry.